Do you want to know one thing that unites all of us? I think regardless of what grade level you teach, I think regardless of how long you have been in education, there is one thing that unites most of humanity. And that is that we all have dreams and ambitions, but we also all have fears and struggles. And what I want to do is to focus on the forward, because do you know what is right around the corner? The new year. And I know that that's like, it's nowhere near new year. Like, it hasn't even hit December yet. But guess what? Truly, just a few weeks away, we're going to be in the holiday season. And during the holiday season, we forget about focusing on the forward. We have all hit January 1st and we're like, oh man, I don't really know how I'm going to make this new year great. And I want you to know that the 2024 year, the 2024 calendar year can be your best year yet. And that's not some of this like rah-rah granola bullshit. Like, that's not at all what that is. That's just real life. This year can be our best year yet, even if we've got stresses and fears and failures, even if we've got dreams and ambitions, something is going to go wrong and it's going to derail us from all of that. But I also believe if we are proactive about problem solving, then when those stresses and those struggles and those fears and those frustrations come our way, it's not going to derail us for our ambitions and our goals for very long. So let me ask you, do you want this year to be your best year yet, both personally and professionally? If you said yes, stick around. If you're like, Monica, this feels a little weird to me, will you just do me a favor? Will you stick around for this episode? Because in the next 20 minutes, I am going to give you 8 simple things to think about that can truly make this year your best year yet, regardless of what 2023 looked like and regardless of what you're already preparing for or planning for 2024. This is the episode for literally any human being who has optimism or doubts or frustrations or excitement about the next 365 days.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
I believe that awesome is all around us. I seriously think that every single day we get the opportunity to be intentional about focusing on failures or celebrating successes. I also believe that in the next calendar year, there are going to be 365 small, significant things that will improve our mindset and also propel us into our best year yet. I seriously think that when we allow our hearts and our heads to focus on the awesome, that has the power to change everything. In fact, I did a 365-day experiment to prove that. A few years ago, some of you guys know, I took a 1-year sabbatical from the classroom. I had released the book 180 Days of Awesome, which many of you know was never supposed to be a book. And then it got into the hands of a few teachers. And then it got into the hands of a few principals. And they came to me and they're like, Monica, can you come and tell your story in our school? And that one school turned into a handful of school. And that handful of school turned into hundreds of schools. And now that has turned into thousands of schools. And it totally caught me off guard. But what I realized was that 180 Days of Awesome isn't a book. It's a mindset about finding little moments of awesome. And after a couple of years after releasing that book, I was faced with a very, very difficult personal and professional decision. What was I going to do? Because at that point, my school district that I was working in, which I loved for the record, was just at a point where they're like, Monica, we support you. We want you to be able to work in schools, but there just isn't a balance in this district for you to teach students and for you to also teach teachers. So we do need you to make a decision. What are you going to do? And I bawled my eyes out when I heard that. In fact, like even in this moment, like I don't think I've ever told this story before on a podcast, but like that was hands down one of the hardest decisions that I ever had to make because I didn't want to leave the classroom. But I also knew that this was a crazy opportunity. Like it was this like God-splosion of what do I do next? So I took a massive risk and I said, I'm not quitting. Give me 1 year. Give me 1 year to kind of get this figured out. And my district said, absolutely. So I took a 1 year unpaid sabbatical from the classroom and I went all in on figuring out what was my next step. And during that 1 year, I knew I was going to need to do something to stay grounded. I knew that I was going to need to do something to stay focused because this was unlike anything that I had ever done. It was scary and it was different and it was an unpaid sabbatical and I didn't have insurance and like I had never gone to the dentist and paid out of pocket before. Like there were so many things that were just wild and I learned so much. And during that 1 year sabbatical, I wrote in a journal. For 365 days, I wrote in a journal about the one little awesome thing that happened on that scary, exciting, wild life adventure. And similar to how the book 180 Days of Awesome came to be, at the end of that 1 year sabbatical journey, do you know what I had? I had 365 days of awesome, not celebrating every single day of education, but celebrating every single day of life. And that journal became a journey. And I wonder where you're at on your journey, personally and professionally. Are you at a crossroads where you know that you need to make a decision? Are you at a crossroads where you're like, I need to step out of my comfort zone? Are you at a place in your life where you are struggling in one of the eight pillars of life? And if you're wondering, what are the eight pillars of life? We're going to tackle it in this episode. But at the end of my 1 year journey, I knew that I loved teaching teachers, but I knew that I missed teaching students. So then my journey continued. What was I going to do to find a balance? I knew that my other school district was saying, we can't create the balance for you. That's just not going to work on our contract. And I respected that. And I went to the board office and I was like, ugh, I'm sorry. This is weird because I've never told this story. I asked to meet with the superintendent because I wanted to tell them in person that I wasn't going to be coming back because I needed to find a district where there was balance. And just 20 miles down the road in this small rural community where there's not even a stoplight, all that's in the town is a Casey's General Store, a Dollar General, and a two-story outhouse. I'm not even shitting you. Pun intended, okay? But I found this tiny rural community just 20 minutes from where I live, and they said, we can help you create balance. We need great teachers. We've got vacancies. What can we do to make this work? And that's where I have been for the past 5 years. That's the journey that I've been on. And so that is how I have ended up in a bunch of your schools doing keynotes and PD and consulting and doing workshops and writing your curriculum and doing your SEL consulting. All of that has been happening while still being a classroom teacher because of the flexibility that sometimes, quite frankly, small districts can provide that large districts can't. The reason why I tell you that story is because I think we're all on a unique journey, and I understand that my journey was really unique. I see that. I value that. I don't take that for granted. But I also need you to know it was never my intention to be an author. It was never my intention to be an international keynote speaker. It was never my intention to sit in front of a microphone at 5 p.m. at the end of a school day and record these podcast episodes for you. It was never my intention. But it has always been my intention to celebrate life, to live it to the fullest, to take risks, but to do it in a calculated way. And so what I want to do is I want to break down the 8 things that I focus on. Because at the end of 365 Days of Awesome, at the end of that journal, what I realized was, unknowingly, I had done it for 365 days. I focused on one little thing in a journal. And unknowingly, 365 days later, there were 8 things that stood out. There were 8 things that were like, whoa, those were my life pillars in the past 365 days. And do you know what the very first pillar that reigns true during that 1 year journey, but I think it would reign true if I kept track of it every single year of life, is fun. I know as a classroom teacher, I know as a mom, I know as a principal, I know as a coach, I know as a sister or an aunt or a brother or a youth group leader, I know that life doesn't always feel fun, but I do think that we deserve to have that. Like if I were to ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how fun is your life? What would you say? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, oh my God, it's so freaking fun every single day. I can't even handle how fun it is. 1 being like, not fun at all. Like I cry all the time, or my life is like watching paint dry. Like, where is it at? There's not a right or wrong answer. There's only an honest answer. I think that we deserve to have more fun. I want your 2024 to be really freaking fun. Do you know what I think is another really important pillar? And I want to give a disclaimer before I say it. This is not what society makes it out to be. But I think the second pillar for a lot of us, or for most of us unknowingly, is faith. And I want to be very clear. I am not talking about religion. Because I believe that religion can feel like rules, but I think faith should feel like a relationship. And I know that there are a lot of different religions out there. I know that there are a lot of different books. I know that there are a lot of different things and people and symbols that we can focus on. So I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about who you pray to, where you pray out, or where the structure of your prayer is at. I'm talking about faith. Where are you at on that journey? Because I think for a lot of people, that journey is jaded and we don't spend enough time talking about why. And I think that's a societal issue. Maybe you can't relate to that and that's okay. These are the 8 pillars that I have found for a majority of people. And it doesn't mean that all of the pillars are going to be the same height. It just means that they're there. Do you know one thing that reigned true in my 365 days of awesome when I was on that sabbatical journey? Was a pillar that I focused on was family. Because I think sometimes with family, hard holds us together. And that year was hard. My structure was completely different. My free time was completely different. My travel was completely different. I found myself away from home, staying in hotels by myself, flying by myself. Like, to this day, I literally, no joke, no exaggeration, get PTSD if I have to stay in a Holiday Inn Express by myself. In fact, it's one of my least favorite parts of what I do, which is why these days I try to stay in a hotel as less as possible. I would rather get up at 2 a.m. to drive 7 hours to Kansas than to stay overnight in a hotel, because being with people is important to me. Staying around family is important to me. So where are you at with your family? Where are your bonds at? Because I think if we want this year to be our best year yet, then our bonds with our family that could be broken need to come back together. Or maybe it's not that they're broken, but maybe there are some boundaries that need to be set for 2024. Another thing that was really, really important to me back when I wrote 365 Days of Awesome, but is still really important to me now, is fitness. Fitness is hard. I think fitness is especially hard for people who struggled with fitness in their childhood, and I was admittedly one of them. But sometimes with fitness, I go a little like berserk, okay? And I have to remind myself, when it comes to fitness goals, like, I need to be reasonable. I need to be realistic. And whatever I decide to do, it needs to be replicable. Recently, I have realized that what I did when I was 25 is not what I can do when I'm 35. When I was 25, I ran a full marathon, 26.2 miles without stopping. Guess what? Tried to do that again when I was 35. Not happening. It's just not happening. And that's not me being pessimistic. That's just me being realistic based off of my current lifestyle and my current free time. But fitness, I think that we need to consider not just the physical. When we think about fitness, we think about like physical fitness. No, I'm talking about mental fitness and also emotional fitness. Where do you want to be at with those things this year? The next thing I want to unpack is friends. I think this is just, you know, a really fun pillar of life. But you know what? The number one thing that impacts our friendships? Our time. Like, I was able to spend way more time with my teacher BFFs in my 20s than I am in my 30s. But maybe in my 40s and 50s, it'll boost back up just because of the structure and the ebbs and flows of life and family obligations and sporting events and all of the things. But like, who are your people? Who are your friends? And are you dedicated to at least building or fostering those relationships in this upcoming year? The next thing that was a pillar is fear. I hate to admit that because that feels negative, right? But I think when it comes to pillars of life, we can't look at things as positive or negative, that they were just there. So if I look at that scary 365-day journey that I was on, was there fear running through it? Yeah. I quit my job. I was not receiving a bi-monthly paycheck from the school district that I had worked in for 10 years. I didn't have health insurance. I had to get this supplemental plan, and I remember needing to get a physical, right? I remember needing a physical because if I was interviewing for jobs, they needed some sort of physical on file. And I remember going and signing up to go to a physical with my primary doctor, and they said, "Do you still have Blue Cross Blue Shield?" And I was like, "No, I don't." And they said, "Okay, what is your current insurance?" And I told them what it was, and they're like, "Well, that's not technically insurance. That's more of like a cost-sharing program. We don't really accept that." And I was like, "Okay, like, well, how much would a physical cost?" And they're like, "Here? At the hospital? That's going to cost you like $650. And I was like, "For a physical? I just need somebody with a PhD to sign off that I have a pulse. That's all I need. And they're like, yeah, no. Fear can't control us, though, if we confront it first. And that is something that I had to learn the hard way as I was having like full panic attacks. Can I be honest with you? Another time that I had full fear when I quit my job, took a 1 year unpaid sabbatical. I remember crying so hard in mid-October. You want to know why? Because it was homecoming weeks in a lot of schools. And homecoming week is spirit week. And spirit week is my favorite week of the entire year. I love going all out. Not to make a weird reference, but like in the Midwest, we say like balls to the walls, okay? Like I go balls to the walls. That's an inappropriate thing to say. I regret it, but we're sticking with it, okay? Nonetheless, I go all out. How about that? And I cried every single night of Spirit Week as I saw friends on social media posting their Spirit Day outfits. But fear can't control us if we confront it. I had to confront it. Why am I crying about insurance? Why am I crying about, you know, Spirit Week? Why was I crying about Spirit Week? Because I was missing out on the fun. Why was I crying about insurance? Because that was a financial hardship. In fact, that's another pillar of life. That's the seventh pillar that I found running throughout the book was I didn't have the financial freedom that I did as a teacher. And I'm going to use that term loosely because I don't know a lot of teachers that have total financial freedom, but at least it was predictable paychecks. I quickly had to figure out how finances were going to work when I didn't have a predictable paycheck. But I think the way that we spend as humans can kind of be broken down into four different arenas. Are you a spender? Are you a saver? Are you focused on people? Or are you focused on practical? So again, are you focused on spending, saving, people, or practical? I quickly realized that I needed to focus on practical during my sabbatical. I was a saver. That's where I was financially focused when I had a job. I was a saver because I had some money to save as a new teacher. But then it quickly became practical. Nothing that was impractical was getting purchased that year. And I don't know where you're at on your financial journey. This is a very odd topic for people to talk about. I wouldn't say it's odd. Actually, I would say it's uncomfortable. Talking about finances is uncomfortable for people. And I think that's a societal issue because when we talk about money, it seems like maybe we're complaining or we talk about money and maybe it feels like we're boasting. I don't think money is good or bad. I think it's a thing. And I think we have to figure out what we focus on when it comes to money. And that's a major pillar of life. There was one other major pillar, the final one, that just really popped off the pages as I studied my own journal, and it was the future. I think the greatest way to predict the future is to create it. I'm pretty sure somebody famous said that. Was that Abraham Lincoln? It might have been. It could be. I don't know. But let's just loosely say that Abraham Lincoln said the greatest way to predict the future is to create it. But I think we need to add a second statement, and this is Monica Gentis' quote. This is my quote. I think the best way to create the future is to plan for it. Now, I don't know. I don't think actually I should take credit for saying that because I might have read that somewhere. But let's just put that all together. The greatest way to predict the future is to create it. But the best way to create the future is to plan for it. So my question is, are you planning for the future? Are you planning for this upcoming year? Regardless of whether you're listening to this in October or November or December, like, are you planning for what is ahead? I have to tell you, I've been planning something very special for about a year, and I haven't talked much about it, but I want to talk about it right now because it completely connects to this episode. For about the past year, I have been planning for the future. Specifically, I've been planning for this November because do you know what's happening this November? A brand new course. Some of you have taken my courses on 180 Days of Awesome or The Rooted Classroom or Game Changers, where we have focused on student engagement, student relationships, school culture. But guess what? This November, for the very first time ever, I am launching the 365 Days of Awesome course. A course that is completely connected to celebrating the little moments that are happening each day. This course is going to be so fun. It's going to be so flexible. It is going to be so engaging. And we are going to dive deep into the 8 pillars of life. In fact, I have exercises and activities and videos and discussion questions. I literally built an entire curriculum around the 365 Days of Awesome concept. And guess what? The course is open for registration right now. It is going to be a ton of fun. And if you happen to be a teacher, this is the cool part. I applied for professional development. So official PD hours, I applied for it. I wrote like a synopsis and I classified this under teacher self-care. Because here's the thing, as teachers, if we want to be our best teacher ever, if we want to be our best teachers for our students, we have to have our best lives possible. To celebrate 180 days of awesome, we have to be celebrating 365 days of awesome. So if you happen to be a teacher, guess what? You can actually receive official PD credit for the course, up to 15 hours. But one thing that is really unique about this course is it's not just open to teachers. This is for teachers. This is for parents. This is for principals. This is for pastors. This is for people who feel stuck. This is for your mom, your aunt, your sister, your neighbor, your BFF. I highly encourage you to take this course with somebody else, maybe even your significant other. I think that if we want to have our best year yet, if we want to have 365 days of awesome, we have to plan for it. And I think that we can create it by taking this course. So if you have enjoyed this episode, if you're like, yes, holy shit, this is exactly what I need. This could get me out of my rut, or this could get me up to the next level. This could cause me to level up, level up, level up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody famous sings that. Is that Beyonce? Level up, level up, level up. Yes, maybe so. I want you to level up. I don't want you to be stuck in a rut anymore. So you can get signed up today. You can go to monicagenta.com/365 of awesome. That's monicagenta.com/365 of awesome. I'm also going to put a direct link in the show notes. Registration for this is only going to be open for a short period of time, and space is actually limited. When I'm doing my courses, I am not letting hundreds of people in. It gets overwhelming, okay? So I like for my courses to be relatively small and intimate because I want us to connect. So if you have loved this episode, if you're feeling excited and you don't want this excitement to fade, then I highly encourage you to click that link in the show notes or to go to monicagenta.com/365 of awesome and to get registered for the 365 days of awesome course today. I want this to be your best year yet. I want this to be your 365 days of awesome. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. And most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.